Hi everyone, Sanemain here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Fat Cat, someone many of you might remember from a while back. I'm not sure how her comments and questions fit in with this topic that she wants me to discuss, so I won't let her use you guys too much as an emotional tampon. So I won't read everything she says, but only the highlights to save you your sanity. So here goes and I quote. Hello Sanemain, previously I said I wanted at least two children. There's been a change of plans. People say I'm so strong based on my answer. The last woman I spoke to is having fertility problems. She should just get an egg or a sperm donor, use a surrogate or look into adoption, and not overcomplicate the problem. Carrying a child to term does not make anyone a good mother, which includes me. I've endured medical procedures that I found more painful than pregnancy and labor. Being strong was not the first thing people think of when they saw me. I recall being suspended for a week or two at school because I threw a chair at someone in high school. It wasn't much better with any of the teachers. One in particular said that if I walked out the door, I would get detention or suspension. I told him to try it. By the time I turned into an adult, I was a complete nightmare. I'm not as barbaric as I used to be. I've dealt with so much bureaucracy nonsense that I made a hobby out of driving people to despair. Honestly, Sanemain, I recall you saying that I'm not the worst woman you had to deal with. Maybe you just don't know me that well. None of these things make me feel strong or fierce. I just do what I have to get through the day. The fact that I don't roll over and die so easily does not make me strong. It does, however, make me wonder what actually makes a woman strong. Sincerely, Fat Cat. Well, Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Treating people poorly and exerting your power over them by being violent releases dopamine, which gives you a rush. The reward of dopamine is what motivates us to continue a certain type of behavior like a looped robot on the television show Westworld. I don't see strong women anywhere, or men for that matter, because everyone appears to be heavily addicted to behaviors that give them that dopamine rush. Some are constructive while most are destructive. In today's world, you might say that being a strong woman means being able to resist the temptation of eating oneself into oblivion. You mentioned before that you were overweight and even borderline obese, which means you probably enjoy eating cheese doodles and ding dongs, which gives you a dopamine rush too, which means you're not strong enough to resist sugary treats. A so-called strong woman would be one that's not buying her kids every imaginable toy either because she doesn't want to see them suffer in the moment because she's trying to distract them long enough to get her dopamine rush from her own phone. That drug is more important to her than figuring out that if you spoil them today, you'll raise kids that turn into monsters one day because they won't be able to value anything because they have everything. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist. Get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon's sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women behaving badly because it makes them feel good, clown world show. So I'm thinking more and more that women and strong men are actually an illusion. They just do things that are difficult and take strength to gain the dopamine rush. What many people might consider a so-called strong woman in the past might have put tons of effort into raising 5 or 10 children on a farm. And people would look at her and say, now that's a strong woman with a lot of strength. But what people don't realize is that those children are her attention engines. And if they go hungry and starve to death, then she would be all alone and not have anyone to talk to or provide a pleasureful roof over her head into her old age. You haven't seen a so-called strong woman until you've seen one frantically trying to keep her husband alive in his old age, while spending 30 to 40 years emotionally abusing him, leading up to the problems that she now wants the doctors to help fix. What most people see as strength and caring on her part, I see the fear of loneliness and isolation because that'll mean even less dopamine. Men see strength and a woman fighting for someone she loves. But that's a man's interpretation because that's what he would be thinking and feeling while caring for someone. I see it as an attention junkie trying to keep the living, breathing drug she calls a husband, child, or pet alive to keep her from going through withdrawal symptoms. I've been talking about this a lot since I found something called the Dopamine Project, which I put in the description. It explains so much about why humans do the things that we do. For instance, why are rich women skinnier than poor ones? Some people might say they have stronger willpower, but wealthier women have more material wealth to satisfy their dopamine rush with shopping and the status that materialism brings. Look at what happened to the average North American gaining 30 pounds in 18 months during the coup. People couldn't see their friends travel and enjoy a meal at a restaurant, all of which supply dopamine. So instead they stayed home and gorged themselves on whole boxes of Cheerios in single sittings. Having power is also another source of dopamine, and I believe that it's no coincidence that feminism promotes the idea of the strong, independent women. If you substitute the dopamine a woman would receive from a husband and children with that of cats gorging herself on excess calories, and the dopamine she receives from exerting power and domination over men, that's what feminism is. A strong, independent feminist woman is usually fat, obsessed with cats, and a man-hater, looking for every excuse she can to treat men poorly, so she can get off on that power. All of those things are there to replace the dopamine she would have received from her husband, a proper home and kid. You might say that a strong woman might keep her mouth shut and give the men in her relationship some peace and quiet. Meanwhile, she'll just learn how to express covert power, and maybe she'll get off on that secretly. A few days ago, I ran into a strong woman at Whole Foods. She was 400 pounds strong with purple hair and makeup that made her look like a land whale joker. And she was probably waiting for no one less than Bruce Wayne to poke her. A man might see a strong woman that can keep her mouth shut, but behind the surface, she's just finding a safer way to express her power. I used to think that if you wanted to be a strong woman or strong man for that matter, then try suffering through something in order to get what you want on the other end. Sure, it might make you emotionally or physically stronger, but you're only doing that behavior because you want the dopamine reward on the other side. It just takes more effort to get it. That old statement, good times make weak men and women for that matter, should be rephrased to, good times make your entire civilization into excessive dopamine junkies. Complex civilizations collapse as wealth inequality increases. It happens because of our insatiable human desire for safety, which you guessed it also gives us dopamine rushes. But the material wealth we accumulate will never be enough. Fat Cat, you said your behavior didn't make you feel strong or fierce, but it's definitely enough to give you a dopamine rush throwing a chair at some Chad through the air. I'm beginning to think that a person that's really strong is one that's able to come to grips with and deal with their dopamine addiction. That goes for both men and women. Perhaps it means trying to substitute one dopamine fix for another. I've been trying to get off of it as much as possible, especially the negative dopamine sources that release cortisol and give me health issues. I understand that I get off on the power of sharing videos like this one, but making them doesn't elevate my cortisol when scripting and recording them. But it also makes me disciplined because I do this every day. Thus, it gives me strength. Fat Cat, I don't know what'll make you stronger in a constructive way. You've mentioned before to me that you're a bit of an absentee mother, that your partner does way more of the raising than you do. Not wanting more kids means you're probably not looking for dopamine from children. Maybe food and going on the internet are more than enough for you. The few strong women I knew in real life spent some time working on a farm and then became successful in fields of work that were traditionally male. I guess hard times make both strong men and women. You're not going to see strong women anymore in Western society, however. It's an anomaly and a paradox now to see strong women while we're experiencing these good times. Who would also willingly make themselves suffer to be stronger? Usually with us humans, it's the other way around. We want a good life, but having all the good without the bad leads to a bad life for future generations and us. And the cycle repeats again. Fat Cat, you mentioned that you've suffered through pain that was worse than pregnancy and childbirth. But I think that what you've gone through, while it's made you emotionally stronger to a point, probably broke you at some point and caused some level of mental illness. No one in their right mind would be throwing chairs at others. I don't think you should aim at becoming a strong woman if that's what you're thinking of, because a strong woman is an insecure woman. She works to keep her house tidy, not because she enjoys it, but because she fears the consequences of if she doesn't from the mean narcissistic husband, as well as what the neighbors might say. Unfortunately, today's Western woman doesn't really face many consequences and can be as lazy and crazy as she wants so long as the man that she's with loves her and is addicted to the dopamine that love and sex brings him. I always used to wonder why women worked hard in Eastern Europe during communist times. Now I understand is that she has a husband to please at home and the party to please at work. She had to be strong to receive their approval and be rewarded with that dopamine. I suggest everyone check out the Dopamine Project website, which I put in the description, especially if you're thinking of having a dopamine detox. I guess a strong woman might be called that if it means in a world with little to no social consequence of behaving badly, a woman that chooses to keep her mouth shut and not use her power to destroy others. It also means a woman that's not into materialism, feminism, being on her own phone 90% of the time, or doing any other activity to collect that dopamine hits. I've been trying to understand how to make myself stronger by dealing with my internet addiction. I'm trying hard to get over the dopamine rush that the internet and my phone brings me. Currently, I don't receive dopamine from the food that I eat, which is almost completely carb-free. I don't have sex or fall in love anymore. I don't travel and see beautiful sights that used to bring me inspiration. I get my entire supply from digital devices and talking to people in coaching sessions and friends. But those things ironically cause my skin to get red and thicken in pain due to the anxiety and cortisol that they bring. I'm strong enough to resist sugar, sex, and love. But those things are nothing compared to the internet. The reason more guys don't go their own way is because they're addicted to the dopamine that sex and love brings them, which makes them weak enough to marry a stupid woman that's going to destroy his life. The reason women settle and marry betas they aren't even attracted to is because of the attention fix those males and children provide, as well as maybe their addiction to safety. Otherwise, they might risk turning themselves into a Whole Foods fatty, eating the whole contents of their fridge. Not because they do it out of boredom or for a lack of strength, but because they are addicted to the dopamine and a slave to one form of behavior or another that makes all of us behave in a way to release that chemical into our body and brain. Why do you think guys get married a third or fourth time? It's their lack of strength to say no to the dopamine. You can lower your dependency on this hormone, but it takes a lot of strength and willpower to do so effectively. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Miss Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Fat Cat smashed some guy's face in with the chair, pretending she was wrestling in her science class. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the wrath of Fat Cat after you take away all of her sugary foods away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.